Hello, and welcome to the first official episode of the 8-Bit Proof Podcast, the official podcast of the internet.
Official podcast of the internet?
The official podcast of the internet.
We're that big?
We got that title right away.
That's pretty awesome.
All right.
Excellent work.
This podcast is made possible by BlastMagazine.com, Boston's online magazine all about video games, TVs, movies, and pretty much all things that are awesome.
And beer.
Perfect.
That sounded delicious.
All right, before I get into too much more deliciousness.
It's not going well.
Yeah, it's not. All right, I just want to thank my buddy Raul Luna for designing the 8-Bit Proof logo. To see more of his great artwork, search Luna Graphics on Facebook. That's L-U-N-A space graphics, G-R-A-P-H-I-X on Facebook. Or you can follow him on Twitter, at Raul J. Luna. R-A-U-L-J-L-U-N-A on Twitter. All right.
Call him Ricky.
That's his brother. Really? You throwing around knowledge that you have no that you have no business. All right, either way, my name is Corey. I am 30 years old. I've been playing video games since the late 1980s. I got my first video game system on Christmas morning. You'll be introduced to him in a minute. I've been playing video games since I was 7. I've been writing about games for about 3 years or so. I'm currently a games correspondent for BlastMagazine.com. Back to the Future is the greatest trilogy of all time, and the greatest game of all time is DuckTales. All right, now, our next...
My name is Roger, and I am a younger 30 than Corey is.
How old are you exactly?
I am 30 and months.
All right, and months. How long?
It's younger than you.
How long have you been playing video games?
I've been playing video games for a better part of my life, since I was 8 or so when I got my Nintendo.
What was the...
Like everyone else.
What was the first game you ever played?
That is Super Mario Brothers. I got the Super Mario Brothers combo pack.
That was the first game you ever played at all?
Yeah.
All right, what was the last game you played before recording this podcast?
Max Payne, the new one, 3.
3?
Yeah, you better know which number it is.
I'm sorry.
What is your cat's name?
Bowser.
And your cat's a female, though, right?
She is.
And you named her Bowser anyway?
Yes.
Well, his other female pet is
Cena. Is that something that's going to be an issue?
I just wanted to get into it. I want the audience to be completely aware.
Okay, I have a female cat. Her name is Bowser because I like Mario Brothers, and my wife let me name it Bowser.
And no one brought up the fact that she has a vagina, not a penis?
Everyone does, constantly, every day.
And
you know what? I persevere. You know, some people have life tough, but I have that, and I persevere.
Here comes the rant.
And you know what? I don't expect a handout. I don't expect any help from anyone. I just do it.
Wait. So your dog's name is... What's your dog's name?
Are we going to go down this road? Really?
Hey, I'm doing introductions. I want everyone to know you on a deep level.
My dog's name is Cena.
And that's a dude's name, right?
Cena. Mm. Is it a dude's
Seems
name?
Seems to be a motif.
All right, well, okay. Is there anything else you want our audience to know before I introduce the rest of our team here?
I don't think there's much you need to know about me.
Special forces.
Okay, well, you'll be a mystery.
Yeah.
All right. Our next member, Susie, or what would you prefer to be called?
Well,
Francis,
we'll go
Susie?
With that for right now.
Susie?
Yeah.
Okay, because some people may call you Francis, Frank. I don't want there to
be
confusion.
No, that's fine. Call you Fenway Frank.
Computer snob. All
right.
Never mind. I'll say that to the end.
All right, how old are you?
I am 29.
Don't look at my notes.
I did. It's too late. Sorry.
How long you been playing games for?
Since I got my Nintendo back in 88, maybe.
What was
I got that.
What was the first game you played?
I believe it was Super Mario Brothers at my neighbor's house across the street when I was a kid. I like... Five.
You were. It was an 88. Was when you got your first NES.
I think so. 87.
That was when I got mine too.
I don't know.
And
I was young.
How many games have you purchased so far this year?
Dude, a lot. Maybe like
That's
9.
A short topic.
The sickness.
I think I've traded in 6 of them.
Really?
Pretty bad. Yeah.
How many of those 6 games that you traded in did you beat?
0.
The sickness.
Yeah.
How many had you planned to only buy this year?
Was it 6 or 9?
Six.
It was 6.
That was a bet we had.
Yeah.
Tell me about this bet.
Well, I was going to buy 6 games this year because I didn't want to spend too much money. And I
took him up on that
well,
offer.
Well, from September to December in, what year was it last year, 2011?
So it was a competition you had with Roger?
Yeah, from September to November in 2011, I bought 9 games. So what I want to do next year is when we buy like 6, so I, you know, actually play them and beat them and enjoy them. But that didn't happen. I ended up getting massive.
I think
3,
we were
SSX,
a month in on
yeah.
the bet. And the bet was the winner... Who the person who didn't buy 6 video games got a free video game.
The other person would have to buy them a game.
I felt so bad because he lost so quickly that I didn't even give him the... I'm going to do it again next year. Nice. Heart of gold.
Didn't you beg him not to include iPhone games, too?
Yeah,
yes.
There was a lot of considering apps not as real games.
I have a big problem.
So including those, how many games did you buy last year or this year?
I don't want to talk about it. it's over 15.
Okay, moving along. Is there anything else you want our audience to know about you before we...
I am a member of the PC Gaming Master Race.
All right, we'll touch that later.
A computer snob. Oh, God.
All right, let's move on over to that awkward sigh. Who's the last member of our team here?
Joe.
All right, how old are you?
A.K.A. Joey D.
Which one would you prefer?
Well, you can call me Joey D.
All right.
Joey. Or Joe. Joseph. Giuseppe.
I'm going with Giuseppe.
Okay.
How long have you been playing games for?
Let's see. My first video game was probably, ColecoVision. In, like, 1985.
ColecoVision?
ColecoVision,
yeah. Whatever. I was a little kid. I don't know how to pronounce that thing right.
You're not a little kid right now, though.
Whatever.
You're a grown man drinking Narragansett.
It's been gone for a long time. Atari 2600s and...
It's Atari. It's Atari, actually. It's ColecoVision and Atari.
What is it?
It was a joke that was lost. I'm sorry.
Atari?
Never mind. Let's move
on. I've been drinking.
I know. Well, here.
Come on, kid.
Listen, I'm telling jokes. That's what I was trying for.
All right.
All right, so what was the last game you played?
Last game I played... Counting games I just went back on.
What was the last game you played before sitting down to record this podcast?
Well, Deadlight.
Deadlight? What do you think?
I think it's okay. It's not as good as Shadow Complex, but it has the same side-scrolling things that I loved about most 8-bit games that came out that I enjoyed, like Samus Aran's Metroid series.
Yeah, I'm...
As well as...
I agree.
Okay, so I don't have to go any further then.
Well, I was just going
to
say...
You're going to agree with whatever I say. That's fine.
Oh, well, I got... All right, and so...
The last game I played was The Witcher 2.
Did I didn't
no,
ask
you didn't ask me.
It was probably for PC, too.
It was for PC.
Yeah, I assume so. All right, hey, Joey D, how many pieces of video game accessories have you shot with a gun?
This year? Just one this year.
Just one this... Why did you shoot it with a gun?
I have a video game rage problem. My rage quit transcends what most people would consider rage quitting. Like, I don't just rage quit. I have to destroy the peripheral that caused me to rage quit. And if I have to go up the ladder, I'll shoot the Xbox. I don't care. I have to smash the controller until I'm satisfied that controller is never going to cause me grief again. I've gone through 4 in the last year or so.
Do you want to shoot my PS3 since it's dead?
Yes, I'll shoot it and we'll put it on a podcast. I don't care.
I want to get a front row seat.
I'll take the shotgun to it.
All right, sounds good.
Oh, that would be awesome. We will hopefully get that on tape and it'll be on blast.
We need...
All right, is there anything else you'd like our audience to know about you?
I enjoy... cold beverage with a high alcoholic percentage.
All right, you know what I think about that? That's what I think about that.
Achievement unlocked.
I'm going to be slow with the sound effects at the beginning because A, I'm drinking, and B, I'm new to this whole sound effects thing.
Achievement unlocked, alcoholic.
All right, so we're going to kick off this podcast with a little game we have here. It's like a 20 questions type game Joey D has brought us, so I'll let him explain it.
We're going to be calling this game Pixel Tarded.
That's completely correct.
It's listen. It if it was pixel, pixel differently abled. This game consists of a bucket filled with the
pixel
names of
special.
Hundreds of popular video games from the past 3 decades. The goal of the game is for one player to pick one of those video games out of the bucket and pass to the other 3 players without looking at it. The 3 other players then field questions about the video game one at a time until the limit of 20 questions is reached. During that time, the active player must take shots of beer for each question asked. I guess we're going to do sips of beer instead.
Shit. I have a glass of whiskey right here. This is going to be a rough beginning.
Whatever. Basically, you're going to take a shot of beer for each question you ask, and you can guess the video game based on the answers received. But if you're incorrect in your guess, you have to take a shot of hard liquor. If you are correct, the 3 other players have to take a shot of hard liquor. If you can't guess the name of the game after 20 questions, you have to drink the remainder of whatever alcoholic beverage is in front of you.
What's the variety of games? Is it over like 20 years, 30 years, like
it's
all the way back to what?
Pretty much, it's like probably the cream of the crop from the last 2-3 decades.
Okay.
Top 200, you know, grab bag, basically. I don't even know what's in this bag. If the active player asks a question about the game and an inactive player who's taking the questions answers incorrectly, that inactive player has to take a shot of hard liquor. So that's a little caveat.
All right,
so you better know your shit.
Let's jump right into this. We got a time limit here. Let's jump right into this.
Let's do this.
Oh, before we get started, hold on. We're actually going to be playing for a listener. We're going to be playing for someone. Whoever's in the hot seat is going to be playing for Manuel Marino or Ghost117 on Twitter, because he's the only one who retweeted my advertisement of this podcast. So
thanks, we love you,
Manuel. We're all pulling for you here. So the odds are good that you're going to win our prize, which is a very rare and genuine Ghostbusters candy tin that I definitely did not buy for a couple of bucks at the dollar store. It's still completely sealed. It contains a lot of Slimer Sours, so I hope you like glucose.
Delicious.
And
not diabetic.
We encourage you listeners along, you know, to play along at home. And if you want to be involved in one of the future games, so we're going to do a game every single episode. If you want to win some free crap, just let me know on Twitter, at Catwood, CATWO0D, or in the comment section of this podcast post on Blast Magazine. So let's fucking do this, Joey D.
And it begins. All right. I'm going to pick a game. I'm going to pass it off to Susie. Susie's going to let Corey and Roger know what the game is, and then we're going to start it up with questions.
All right, so we're finding a game right now.
I'm pretty much ready for this.
I don't need that, Francis. All right.
Game has been found.
We've picked
short,
one.
Short
right,
form.
Don't say it out loud.
Yeah, you just look at it.
This is...
Get your bearings on it. Pass it around. Let them know what it is, and then I'm going to start asking questions.
That's
my turn.
No.
That's a top 200.
You didn't see... Did you see the one on the far left there?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So in short form, 200. This is a game of 20 questions with video games and drinking.
It's all in all probability. We're gonna go the full 20 on each game because who knows what that game is. All
right, so I say
we go counterclockwise, starting with Susie.
All right, starting with Susie.
Okay.
All right, Francis, was it made after 2000?
No.
Is it a Nintendo game?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a Nintendo game.
Nintendo game. All right.
I'm not gonna be able to do a sound effect for every question.
First party developer or no?
I believe it is a first-party developer.
All right, so it's a Nintendo game. First-party developer.
All right, that's three questions that have been asked. You get 17.
All right. Was it made after 1995, Francis?
No.
Crap. I owe 4 shots of beer, and I haven't been drinking, so hold on.
Yeah. You got to get involved here.
Okay.
That's easy. Not drinking.
Okay. After 95. Does it feature Super Mario?
Before 95.
That's a no, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
There's no Super Mario in that game.
That's how I say no.
All right. Does it feature Link?
It does not.
Shit.
It's before 95.
I thought you said after 95.
No, it's before.
No, he answered before.
All right. Is it a Nintendo game?
Yes.
You've already asked that, I think.
You mean an NES game?
No, I mean a Nintendo developer or NES. That's what I meant.
NES, yes.
It's an NES game.
It was
game.
On
okay.
a Nintendo
an
Entertainment
NES
System.
Game.
Correct.
All right.
He's taking a drink for every single question, by the way. I just want our listeners to know that.
Seven. Okay, so we're up to 7. I've got 7.
Mm-hmm.
Is it made after 1989?
I believe it was made before 1989.
Before 1989.
Correct.
Shitballs, this is old, huh?
That had nothing to do with anything. I just really enjoy that sound effect.
It's an
okay.
Old game.
That was Joe discovering his beer.
I've never played it.
You never played it?
I've never played it.
Well, you just gave me a free answer. Thanks.
No,
I didn't ask you for that, so thank you.
Question.
You were struggling. He's helping you.
It's a first-party game by Nintendo for Nintendo before 1989.
Correct.
Does it have side-scrolling features in it?
Fucking Nintendo
yes.
game.
Yes.
Well, it could be an RPG.
Game.
It could be a...
It does.
Could be anything.
Okay, you're right. Point taken.
Dick.
I'm sorry. All right, I'll give myself this. That's for me.
And...
Jesus.
Okay,
we're
so
behind
side-scrolling Nintendo's for 1989.
This is not an easy draw that you grab.
I can guess that, basically.
Would you
consider it an adventure game?
Is it your turn, Susie?
Like,
answer?
In the classic sense where it's point
yeah,
and click?
Yeah, like, is it... A left-right adventure game, like
it's a point, and, yeah,
like
a point and click on an NES, yeah.
Like, I mean, like
hey,
left to right,
like
you know,
Maniac Mansion,
game, jumping around,
get
slashing
your,
things.
Get your nose out of your,
like,
your computer,
like
app.
Maniac Mansion.
Bring it over to the consoles.
Okay.
Is Maniac Mansion on the NES?
Yes,
of course it was.
My apologies.
Yeah, maybe you should. You know.
Maybe I should play a computer game once in a while.
Yeah, or an NES game.
Francis, how about you answer the question?
No, it's not.
It's an adventure game.
Like what kind? What do you mean by adventure?
By the genre of adventure, like Castlevania.
Yeah, fine. It's an adventure game.
I would consider it.
It's like Castlevania. Yes.
Okay.
Computer snob.
Amateurs.
Okay, so at this point, I am probably...
That's where you are.
Does it feature Donkey Kong?
No.
Shit.
You're really specific. Have you ever played Guess Who?
Fuck you.
Guess Who, you got to stay like way vague. Can you still hear me? Can you still hear me in the mic?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, is it a two-player game?
No.
I have whiskey and a
okay,
giant
Roger.
Glass right now.
You already asked me.
Was
it's Francis' turn.
Okay, Francis. Was it on more than one? It couldn't be because it's a Nintendo first-party game.
This is tough, isn't it?
It is tough. Is it Excitebike?
Oh, that's a direct question.
Is Excitebike an adventure game?
Oh, answered a question with a question.
Yeah, that's a fail.
I think you have... Oh, wait. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, get a hold of your soundboard, okay?
Hey, get a hold of some hard liquor. Aren't you supposed to take a hard liquor shot if you get that wrong?
Where is it?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
That we should post
how
to our listeners. Here, take
ask?
A drink of my whiskey.
Okay, fine. Since you...
Don't leave cooties all over it. And I think I should get a Narragansett for letting you have that. All right.
Two don't go well together. But it's delicious. Okay, all right. Does it...
It's like Metroid.
Francis, every side-scrolling game for Nintendo has got to be like Metroid.
No, Metroid's a game where you gain powers and come back, and you can go through areas that you've been through, just like Castlevania.
I'm sorry.
Does it feature eight bosses and a blue guy?
Like an eggplant?
Like a Metroid?
Like an eggplant?
Listen to him, Joey.
I know what he's saying now, okay. At some point, are you a small cherub-type character?
Like an eggplant?
Oh, someone's on the right track.
Yes.
Okay, are you Kid Icarus?
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, look at that. You get this. Take a victory lap, Joey D.
Thank God.
Here you go.
Thank God.
Oh, well, that was good. All
right, you bastards. So, it's your turn now.
Well, we're actually running a little long. You want to move on to the next segment?
No, I'm going to rip one out right now.
You got it. You got to do one. We can't just do...
Okay, all right. We're going long. We're out of book here.
Who's doing this one?
Roger's right. Going next. Don't want that one for Roger?
No, we don't want that.
Okay,
let's go. I'm
we're in the process
gonna
of searching for...
20 questions.
Is it Call of Duty Black
Ops? An item has been found.
We're getting something here.
Jody's pulling one out of the bag.
We're getting something here.
I apologize if I'm bad with these sound effects right now.
Why don't you just write a game down?
No, we got one.
All right, one has been pulled out of the bag.
I'm gonna
nice.
Get, I'm gonna
Susie
get this.
Finds it amusing. I also find it amusing.
I'm going to get this in five questions.
If you get it in five questions, I will blow you.
Okay.
Oh,
on
I'm
going
to have to mic that.
Okay. So
mic that, too.
I'm going
yep, edit that one.
Counterclockwise, and I'm starting with Joey D.
Okay, hit me.
Was the game released before 2001?
Yes.
Is
take
the
a
game
drink. Take a drink,
a
huh?
Multi-platform drink, title.
Yes.
You'll get no. There's no softballs in this. No meatballs at all.
Ready for your
come on, spit one. It out. Spit it out, Junior.
Is it an adventure title?
Not at all. No.
You should have played the fart.
Is it a sports franchise?
It could be. Yes.
It could be, yes.
Yes, it is a sports franchise.
Answer him. Oh, look at this conundrum you're in.
Is it?
That's four. You better get it after this one.
Yeah, you said
five. You
want
a beach.
Yeah. It could be a sports franchise. It was before 2001. It's on multi-platform.
It is a sports franchise.
It is a sports franchise.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I was being
facetious. Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball.
Come on, that was a Nintendo. It was a rare game.
That was SNES only.
You jackass.
Let me
yeah,
drink.
That's hard alcohol is what that is. Here's my whiskey. Oh, wait, you have a rum and coke there.
Yeah,
come
I'll
on.
Let that slide.
Is the sport baseball?
No.
What a dick.
Is it Madden 2000?
Another
no.
shot of liquor, please.
Well, we gotta give him a close but no cigar.
That was a close but no cigar.
The look
is
in his face.
Is it a Madden game?
Yes, it is.
Is it Madden 2000?
Really? You're
going
to go? No. Whoa, whoa. Let me slow you down. Let me slow you down.
Madden 99?
Nice job. Yes, take a victory lap, Roger. Take a victory lap.
How many questions was that?
That was like seven.
That was seven.
Seven.
We stopped.
I mean, eight. Eight, rather.
All right. Well, as much as I like the game, we got a lot to cover.
Hey, we can play it in another podcast. We can play it anytime we want.
We got to move on next one.
You can dance when you want to. You can leave your friends behind.
All right, so it looks like that's the end of our game. And since we did actually have two winners who were in the hot seat, Ghost117, Manuel Marino, you have won. I will send you that very rare Ghostbusters candy tin. All you got to do is listen to this podcast and then direct message me on Twitter your mailing address.
It's a pretty spectacular
it is.
Tin.
You've seen it.
I must say. We promise we won't come to your house.
All right.
Listen to this tin.
That's the tin. It's fucking fantastic. All right,
it's
now,
made out of tin, that's for sure.
Moving on to our next segment. All right, listeners, now I assume you're all internet savvy. I assume you are because you're fucking listening to a podcast. So you've probably heard of the Double Rainbow guy. A few years ago, Paul Bear Vasquez. Wait, let me pause. All right, there we go.
That sounds like refreshment.
Paul the Bear Vasquez, he filmed Double Rainbow in his yard near Yosemite National Park.
You know his real name?
I did some research.
That's awesome.
I did some research. You want
to see Bear?
Have you seen a picture of him?
I have.
Yeah, I know what he looks like. Yeah. Google him if you haven't.
Here, you want to see a picture? Have you seen it?
He's a
freak. Yeah, he's got a lot of hair.
Yeah, he looks like a pedophile.
He's an absolute freak in nature.
All right. Well, apparently double rainbows aren't even that rare. I know he lost his shit, but I did a little bit of research, and there's actually such thing as tertiary rainbows, quaternary rainbows.
That's looking like a triple rainbow.
There's a supernumerary rainbow, which is like seven, which is
seven. That guy.
A septuple rainbow?
No, he would have come straight through the internet, all over everyone's face.
I think
he
would have came
that.
A rainbow if he saw a super. What did you call it?
Super
tertiary.
Supernumerary rainbow.
Supernumerary rainbow.
I would go with
like
heart failure.
Sounds like an algorithm.
All right, well, either way, he lost his shit over just seeing a double rainbow. And in January 2010, Jimmy Kimmel linked to it on Twitter, and it's blown up. Currently, it has about 34 million views. So, that was the whiskey. So, lately, Bear has some competition. There's recently a new excited amateur YouTube narrator has surfaced. Joe, you brought this video to our attention, so describe it for us.
Holy shit sticks. Right after I get to the fact that this 8-bit proof program is graced by 100 proof vodka, whiskey, bourbon.
Not, yeah.
Supper.
If you want, okay, you pour your
knob.
Okay,
all right, hold on.
You can pour your knob creek and I'll explain
what's
going on.
I'll close this. All right.
What were you saying? Explain Excited Train Guy to us.
Excited Train Guy was something I stumbled upon. It was brought to my attention. This guy was so excited about the viewing of a train, a specific train, which he knew so much about that he actually waited and videotaped and YouTubed his reaction to this train. It's mind-boggling.
Well, I found out that he's a member of the Nathan Five Chine Horn Club in Nutley, New Jersey.
Yeah, of course he is. It would be in Nutley, wouldn't it?
He's like the representative of it. I don't know. Maybe he goes out and does all the videos. But I tried to find more information on Excited Train Guy. And Roger's drawing pictures of cocks, which really helps me to focus.
It's a healthy looking cock.
Hey, 80% of kids do it. Something like one in six kids do it.
That's definitely not 80.
We're with
whatever kid. Come on, guy.
We're wizards of math here at 8-bit proof. All right, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna try to find out which excited YouTube narrator is better. Is it Excited Train Guy or is it Double Rainbow?
Train Guy.
So without further ado, what we're gonna do is we're gonna go back and we're gonna review both of them, and I'm gonna pull it up here on my computer.
Oh, it should be noted that Francis, aka Susie, hasn't heard Excited Train Guy.
Well, first we're going to do Double Rainbow Guy.
Well, I'm sure he's heard Double Rainbow Guy.
All right.
You've heard Double Rainbow Guy, right, Francis?
I have.
Of course, everyone's heard Double Rainbow Guy. 16.7% of kids draw dicks. and I'm definitely part of that 16.7%.
Did you just, like, wiki that?
Did you just divide 1 by 6?
Yeah.
That's what I did. At least someone here knows how to use a calculator.
Is that how you get the decimal?
Are we ready? We're going to review Double Rainbow. I'm sure you've all have heard this.
Put that in your abacus.
We want to make sure that it's fresh in your memory. All right, so here is Double Rainbow Guy.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow. All the way.
All the way.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense. All right,
I'm just pausing for a second. I just want to remind the audience that he recorded this and then put it up on the internet himself.
Ooh.
I mean,
starting to look like a triple rainbow.
He's passionate about something.
He is. I admire that.
He's not scared. No insecurities with this man.
Whoa, man.
He's walking out on the lawn. Shaky video camera.
Whoa. Oh my god, oh my god.
Okay, he's freaking out now because he walked beyond the tree in his backyard and he has a clear view of one side of the rainbow.
Wait, can I say something real quick? Can I just...
Oh, that was a failed fart.
Will
we pause for that?
That was an air biscuit.
take a little drink.
That's a rain check. We'll revisit.
It was a fail. More of the fabric. Oh wait, oh. Francis.
Silent.
Apparently,
deadly.
It was.
Susie's impressed with the odor.
It was full.
Yes.
It was full of odor.
But it was too much of a rub on the fabric getting down there that it ruined the sound.
So. Oh my god!
It smells good too.
This is only 30 seconds. Oh, we have 3 more minutes of double rainbow.
Are we doing
wow.
the whole thing?
Yeah!
I only get this excited when I see a big titty stripper. Oh my
god. I've never heard you react this way in front of a big titty stripper.
Well, you haven't seen me in front of many big titty strippers.
Only gets
that's
this
true.
Excited when the computer gets an upgrade that the system doesn't have. What? Like, does your Xbox 360 have this upgrade? No, because it's a 7-year-old outdated machine. It's something fresh.
What are you talking
about?
NVIDIA GTX 550 card?
At least I only paid $2,000 for my computer.
At least I can play Battlefield 3 with 63 other people.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Play with 63 utter retards.
Larger
online.
Maps. More vehicles.
Oh my god, look at that. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow.
It's not.
Oh my god, it's full on. Double
full on.
Rainbow all the way across the sky.
It's only just beginning. It's ramping up right now. He hasn't fully reached his emotional
now,
peak.
It's emotion now.
Oh my god. Oh god. What does this mean? Oh!
I can tell you what it means.
Oh my gosh!
You need to find a hobby, buddy, that doesn't include rainbows.
It actually means that the light is passing through falling water as a prism.
Oh! Oh!
You're not about to make this video scientific,
so
are you?
It's so bright!
It's so bright.
Oh my gosh, it's so bright and vivid. Oh!
Vivid could
work. So beautiful.
This is when he starts to sob. This is the sobbing part.
This is when it gets real.
This
is straight emotion.
He started thinking about
from an artiste.
This is what I sound like after a bout of coitus.
You push your wife out of the bed and demand to know what it means.
It's usually followed by a bunch of apologies and...
What?
Oh my god.
Seriously, this guy goes to his personal life and they have to deal with him.
Yeah, but he's internet famous.
He is.
Are you internet famous?
God,
he's right up there with the gopher, the surprise gopher.
My yard.
I thought it was a squirrel.
Whatever it was, Francis.
Whatever, Susie.
Oh my god!
He's got less than a minute.
Oh my god, what does it mean?
What does it mean?
He needs... It means...
Are you asking me what a rainbow means to me or what it means to him? Cause
it means
to
a lot
him,
to him,
it means orgasm. It means straight orgasm.
Oh,
he's found
god,
blood.
God, it's a rainbow.
I wish he put the camera on himself just for 1 second.
Do you think
other people were there? Too rainbow.
Much. Was he filming this? Or was he solo?
What it means.
Alone.
Yeah. Is he like live out in the middle of nowhere?
He lives near Yosemite now.
Yeah, what?
So you know, there's not much going on there.
You've never seen the video? You don't know this?
I've
it's like wide open space.
Yeah,
it's like trees.
I did see the video. That's why I'm questioning
that. It's like trees as far as the eye can see in the
this
video.
This guy, you know, this is like...
We got 15 seconds left. Let's
just play.
Let's owe this to the...
Let's get to the train guy. He's clearly going to win this bout. Train guy's a boss.
Hey, come on. 12 seconds. 12 seconds. Let's give it to Bear. Let's give it
go
to
ahead,
him.
Go ahead, Bear. It's to you.
Greg Rose?
Oh, my God.
If I didn't know, I'd say that was a porn.
That is the end of Bear. Oh, shit.
Whoa, that's a fool.
We don't need to.
All right, cut it.
Mr. Bear.
Cut
doesn't
Bear.
Need
Let's say, get out of here. That's get out of here, Bear.
That's Bear. So keep train him fresh guy. In your mind. And now we have moved on to Excited Train Guy. I could not find this guy's real name. All I know is he's a member of a group in Nutley, New Jersey. That really, really
of course it's
trains.
Nutley.
He likes to
okay,
nut
so here we
train,
go.
So I guess
now,
it makes sense.
Let me just lay it out for you. It's a guy standing in an empty lot. It looks like it's early in the morning. There's a couple other people around, and he just sees a train with literally two cars. And let's let him.
What follows is gold.
Yeah. It's radio gold.
Gold.
All right, here we go.
The build up.
It's to you, train guy.
Anticipation.
There he is.
Okay. I've been waiting for this moment for months, and it's finally here.
Not his whole life, months.
I'm finally going to get a Heritage unit on camera.
So all right, let me
it's like a
strain, right
it's
there.
Like a wild beast.
It's mean that he's tried
he's
to
so
get
excited.
He's tried to get a Heritage unit on camera before, but they've eluded him somehow.
Only for a couple of months
he's
though.
He's going to follow the tracks, but he can't do it.
They've been zipping around through the woods or through his backyard.
I must say,
at
the
night
train
only.
Is a nice-looking train, though. I mean, I'm not as excited as he is about it, but it's a nice-looking
train.
It's a nice-looking train.
I'm not going to disparage the train.
Right. Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Look at that. A 1953 E8. Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah.
Sounds right, like a choo-choo right, train.
So he proved he's clearly a train enthusiast.
He knows the info the necessary to have a conversation about trains with other trains.
This guy would
enthusiasts.
Fuck you up in a conversation
yeah.
about trains.
Oh,
he would fuck the train before he fucks you up.
Yeah, listen to that bell. Yeah, listen to that bell. Oh, take a look at that.
That bell is
oh, my God! Listen to that horn! Oh, my God! Oh, she's beautiful! She is beautiful, yeah!
Okay.
Wait. Pause ourselves for a second.
Oh.
Okay, he said she is beautiful, but right before that, he said the horn. He was excited about the horn. Is the horn sound beautiful, or is he just going back to the train? Because he was like, did you hear that horn? And then he said, it is beautiful. Was the horn beautiful, or was the train beautiful?
I'm losing my shit just because I can't focus on anything.
I'm going to go with
ridiculous.
The train is beautiful. He just got excited.
The horn, no,
the
horn
the and the train together are like the titties and the anus. Together.
All right. Oh, my.
All right, oh, wait. Let me pause it right there. That's the part. There's now, keep in mind, there's only two cars to this train. It's a very short train.
Wow, just two?
Just
yeah.
two. This is when he notices the rear car.
Yeah, and it's in the video, it's in clear view. So, like, I don't understand.
It's a Heritage, Francis. How do you not know that? It's only two cars.
It has been in view the entire time, but the horn brought his attention to it. So let's hear him.
No, it's a BL2, too! Oh, the SNC-52! Oh, my God! Oh, we're going to watch this. Oh.
Okay, let me...
what else are we going
to
do?
He didn't say, I'm going to have to watch this again. He said, we're going to watch this. So there's a group of people that clearly screened this and found it just as amazing as
this
guy.
Do you think
there
was cheese and wine at that viewing party?
I don't know.
I think there was.
I think it was definitely lube and rubbers at that viewing party.
Ball gags.
There were bagel bites.
This is special.
It is.
This is special.
This is special.
It's
special.
Gives me the chills. And the chills have absolutely nothing to do with how cold it is here.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
But that doesn't stop a foamer. Oh, it's special when it comes to Heritage.
All right, let's.
That
let's
doesn't stop a foamer. What?
Apparently, a foamer is what train enthusiasts call themselves. Is a foamer. That's
foaming at the
really?
Dick.
It's a term that the rest of society
that is absurd.
Is not familiar with.
It's foaming at the wang over this train.
He's a proud foamer.
Equipment. Oh, this is fantastic. Oh.
No,
my goodness.
Stopped. It's
look at that.
There are other people around
gray.
Him.
There are a lot of people.
Oh, couple
there. Staring at him.
Oh, Iowa Pacific. Number 518. Woo-hoo! Listen to that horn! Oh, that's fantastic! Oh my gosh, look at that!
I bet
all right,
I bet the conductor could get him to come.
Oh,
just audibly.
Yeah, I wonder who T.C. Durant is.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
I've been waiting for this for months. Not on the side of the train.
Look at that. Nothing. Illinois Central livery. Right here in North Creek.
Oh, what is it again?
That is awesome.
He's on a level of train appreciation that the rest of the country, the whole world, could never possibly appreciate.
I just wish that I got excited about anything in my life as much as this guy got about this train.
His.
Oh, yeah. Can't believe I got this.
Now the train's backing up. It moved fucking 50 yards.
Oh, yeah.
He's out of breath. He's actually exhausted.
That's my
from how excited
part,
he is.
That noise that he makes. At now, all right. I actually found out. I did a little bit of research. He's got a series of videos.
Of course he does.
Of him filming trains.
Of course. In Nutley.
Most all in Nutley. They're all in New York. That one was clearly the best one. This one is another of his video series. Not quite as good as the last one.
Here we are at the Riverside Station in Riparius, New York, on the Saratoga North Creek. All right, all you guys at the Nathan Five Chime Horn Club in Nutley, New Jersey, you've been waiting for this for a long time. Here it is.
That's going to be the saddest fucking
What did he call himself? Flowers or Flowers?
Foamers.
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 All you foamers out there.
A P5 horn.
Yeah.
Saratoga North Creek's number 518.
Oh, here it comes.
Go ahead, get excited, bro.
We're going to make enemies in the train environment.
Come on, bro, get excited. Get excited.
We're going to be the Chick-fil-A of foamers.
This one's way less.
Don't come at me, foamers.
That is special. That is special.
Oh, special.
I'm going to stop it.
Do you think the conductor sees him and is like, oh, this fucking guy again? Get out of here!
Yeah, bring it down. Bring it down.
Talk to me. Come at me like that.
Okay,
bro.
So we've listened to the two excited YouTube narrators. So who do you think? Now, Train Guy's got new on his side. He's less well known. But which one would you say has won the excited YouTube narrator award, Susie? Which one?
I gotta go with the Train Guy. He was making all sorts of crazy noises and get excited over something that was only something you see every day.
But the Double Rainbow guy cried.
He did cry.
The emotion.
It was very a lot of emotion. But this guy, like, you know, climaxed.
So you give it to Excited Train Guy.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Right.
Roger, what do you think?
I'm sorry, but I got Double Rainbow because I'm personally invested in the Double Rainbow guy.
How are you personally invested in Double Rainbow guy?
I have time to rip through this real quick. I'm personally invested in the Double Rainbow guy because one day I had a movie idea for Double Rainbow guy. If I ever become rich enough, I would make this movie. But this is the movie. Family, wife, two kids.
Is this the trailer you're describing to us?
Wife, two kids, yes.
Okay. Hit me with the pitch.
Ready?
Let's hear it.
Pitch
the
it.
The guy goes to work.
Keep in mind, you're sending this out over the interwebs.
Yeah pitch it.
If someone makes this movie, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Artistic vision.
A guy, wife, two kids. The guy goes to work on Monday morning. And at about 4:45 in the afternoon, his boss calls him into the office and says, I'm sorry, but we're pink slipping you. So he's dejected. He goes home, doesn't find his wife and kids at home, gets a call from the police. Wife and kids were in a car accident. Dead.
This is a shitty day for this man.
Yes. So he's solemn. He's broken. This man is broken emotionally, physically, and whatever. And days pass, and the funk is still with him. And he walks up to his deck with a shotgun. and he's about to Kurt Cobain himself. But at the end of the movie, this hour and a half long movie would end with him going out with a shotgun, looking up in the sky, and seeing the double rainbow.
Wait, so the movie would end with what everybody has already seen on
Correct.
The internet, 34
yes.
million people?
Because okay. people would, no one, it would not be advertised as a double rainbow guy. It'd be advertised as a drama. And then at the end of the movie, all these girls would be.
Sounds like a TBS drama.
Oh my God, oh my.
Lifetimes.
It would be a 2.5 hour joke that would pay
yes,
off for
exactly.
an internet meme.
Exactly, and that's why Double Rainbow wins.
I could see a short film based on that, but I don't know about it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a film student project.
Exactly.
So Double Rainbow Guy wins for you?
Yes.
All right, Joe. Joey D.
Ah, come on. You got to go. Train Guy is all the way. I mean, Double Rainbow puts, he pours the emotion in. Like, the crying. I mean, get out of here. What does it mean? The guy's invested emotionally. But does he bring to the table the level of excitement about Double Rainbows that Train Guy brings about this obscure heritage train? I mean, the guy's like, the guy loses his shit over a horn. Like, just seeing the train had him at 9. The horn brought him to 11. He went over the freaking the barrier. He broke the sound barrier on horns. I don't know. Yeah.
All right, so train guy all the way. So you say Train Guy also, Susie. You say Double Rainbow Guy. I, after hearing both of them again, I have to go Double Rainbow Guy. I have to leave it at a complete draw. So that's a 2-on-2. Double Rainbow Guy cried.
Does House win?
He fucking cried.
Double Rainbow Guy did cry.
It was crocodile tears.
He was the first of his kind.
He appreciated something he doesn't completely understand. Like, he appreciated Double Rainbows, but I'm pretty sure
Train Guy doesn't understand that horn.
He doesn't know the science of rainbows or anything. Train Guy knew the ins and out of this train. So, like, he was going into this knowing he was going to be excited. Double Rainbow Guy had a shotgun on the porch.
It surprised him.
He was about to save his life, and he saw the Double Rainbow. It saved his life.
In your head.
It saved his life.
Okay, so since this is House Rules, and we're recording live here in Dedham at Roger's house in his dining room.
Dedham?
I said Dedham.
Sure. Dedham. We're in the Dedham area.
Don't second guess me. All right.
God damn it.
So, Train Guy, unfortunately, still good, though. And Double Rainbow Guy, you get this.
That's unfair.
That's well all you deserved. Get for fireworks, because I did not rip any of those off YouTube. And all right, so that brings us to the end of this segment, and we'll be right back after this short break. Are back, and now that we are all fairly sauced because we've been drinking throughout this entire thing, we're a little more honest than we probably should be, and it's time for our final segment, known as Questions Under the Influence, where we pose a question to each other and our audience. And keep in mind, if you have a response to this episode's QUI, let us know in the comments section of this post on blastmagazine.com, and we will read your responses in next episode. So, Roger, what do you have for this episode's QUI?
I think
we're going to try to do a couple, possibly, if we have time for it.
Yes, if we whip through them, we can do a few. And I have a few questions. And I am moderately to above average intoxicated.
All right, good.
So nice. I would say that the QUI segment is true.
It's adequate.
And not a fib.
Okay.
My first question is a serious question. We'll get to some silly questions later, but right now a serious question of an article I read recently. The question is, do video games need to have photorealistic graphics to appeal emotionally to an audience, and why? I'm going to direct that question
Petty.
To Joseph first.
All right, let's field that. Let's hear
it. Prior to answering this question, since I have to be under the influence, I'm going to do a shot of Knob Creek whiskey.
Please do.
Oh, it's hot.
I don't know why you drink the Knob.
Oh, it's so hot. I bought a bottle of this.
He loves the Knob.
I'm sure he does.
He loves the Knob.
I'll take the Knob any day.
Do you remember what the question was?
I don't remember what my name is. I don't think it does, because I'll give an example. The first time I played Metal Gear Solid, I was as emotionally invested in that game as I'd ever been in my life. And I could still play that game now, today. And it came out, what, like 1997? And that game wasn't photorealistic. I mean, it was pixelated. It was blocky. I mean, the graphics were awesome at the time, but it didn't stand the test of time. Obviously, today, I mean, you play a game like even Metal Gear Solid 3, like Snake Eater, the emotion in that one was higher.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I felt that was relevant.
The emotion in that game was a lot higher, and the graphics were better, but they're not photorealistic, and still it'll grab you and it'll hold you and it'll keep you entertained and might even squeeze out a tear or two, you know, if you're an emotional guy, if you're in touch with your, you know, in touch with your emotions, like I was. But I don't think so. So in short, no.
So no.
I don't think it requires photorealistic graphics. It requires good storytelling. That's basically what I think.
Francis?
I'm going to go with no as well. You know, back in the day when I played those old school RPGs on the PC.
Oh, of course on the PC.
Well, yeah, you know, that's where the old school RPGs come from. But anyways, Icewind Dale 2, you make your own characters. And, you know, you go emotionally attached to them. You take them through the adventure, and if one of them dies, you're
Did
always very sad.
Did you point and click while playing these adventures?
Francis,
and also, you know, we have more modern games.
Francis, can I ask you a quick follow-up question?
Anyways.
Real quick.
What, can I finish?
Does a computer need an updated video card to emotionally invest you?
Let's not get
what is that?
Let him answer the question.
Do you even know what that statement means?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. Can I finish?
Can I finish?
Let's let him finish. Let's not get into any other topics.
You know, more
can you
modern
this
games.
Without mentioning computers?
You know, I'm done. Dark Souls, Fear, Go.
Okay, so no is your answer.
No is my answer.
Okay. Me?
To Corey.
My turn. It's a simple answer. No, that's idiotic. That's stupid to think that a game has to have photorealistic graphics. And whoever said that doesn't know anything about video games and has never played a video game, has never emotionally invested themselves in a video game other than, like, a simple casual game. I mean, you can play games like Beyond Good and Evil, which has very, you know, cartoony-type graphics, and it can still... You can still be involved emotionally. I mean, fuck, you can watch Toy Story 3 and be involved... Emotionally, I mean,
that's pretty.
In all fairness, that was photorealistic.
Yeah, that was.
I believe that Toy Story 3 really happened.
but Pixar
don't
movies.
Don't discount me.
What? I honestly don't understand what we're talking about.
We're talking about Pixar movies and how they're
photorealistic. Yeah, and how Pixar movies are not photorealistic.
They're pretty
Monsters,
close.
Monsters Inc. was real.
I don't even know how to respond
to that.
Story.
Either
way, how emotionally involved were you in Up?
Up was depressing as fuck.
If you didn't cry in the first 5 minutes of Up, you're a robot.
Exactly. 45 seconds in, even with that guy's enormous jaw.
Yeah, but it's pretty...
But we're talking
about
video games.
It's not photorealistic.
Oh, whatever. We're talking about video
photorealistic,
games.
Yes.
It's not photorealistic,
not,
yet it still grabs you by the balls emotionally. And point made.
I'll bottle you.
Roger?
Now, if the question was to be presented to me, I would say that I don't really give a shit. Because
you asked
I don't,
the fucking question.
I'm not emotionally invested
in this question.
I wanted to know what you guys thought. Now you're going to hear what I think.
Your answer is you don't give it. So you didn't give a shit about any of our answers.
No, I don't give a shit about being emotionally involved in a video game. Because I've never been emotionally involved in a video game.
Not even that paper mache game?
I've never played a video
that
game
paper,
and felt
paper crane
any
game?
Sort of emotional attachment towards that video game.
Roger skipped all the cutscenes of Metal Gear Solid 4.
BioShock, Metal Gear Solid, anything.
You are a hollow, dead
when
person.
Do you read books?
Scenes and dialogue, I'm probably skipping them because I just want to play the game. Do not care. No emotional attachment. I played Heavy Rain. I didn't give a crap. That was the most photorealistic game I think I played, and it didn't help at all. I don't care. I don't want to be emotionally involved with a video game.
As a point of reference, though, like when you played the end of Metal Gear Solid 4, did you feel anything?
Nope.
Yeah, you just sat there and you were like, what were you reading Sports Illustrated while you were watching it?
I just watched it and I was like, wow, this was like playing a video game for 5 minutes and watching a movie for 5 hours.
But you liked it, though. It was
I
epic.
Enjoyed it, but yeah. Not emotionally.
That's disheartening.
You were dead inside.
Yeah, you are dead inside.
You're dead inside.
You don't feel any emotions, happiness,
Kojima
sadness.
Failed you.
Fear,
game?
Joy.
Hideo Kojima failed you.
I'm happy that I'm entertained by a video game.
What about when John Marston died at the end of Red Dead Redemption?
You know why?
Spoiler alert!
So we have a thread on Facebook that everyone ruined the ending of Red Dead.
I'm sorry, it was a year and a half after the fucking game
and I stopped playing it because they ruined it.
I was going to play that.
But no, I was not emotionally invested in Red Dead Redemption. It didn't matter to me that John, what's his name again?
Marston.
Don't act like you don't know.
Died at the end of it.
You're a horrible
care.
Person.
I wouldn't have been like, oh, that's just inconceivable. I'm inconsolable. No, who cares?
Can I ask a question then?
Yes.
What was the last bit of media, be it music, movie, anything, TV, comic book, that reached you emotionally?
The Dark Knight Rises. One Nation Underdog.
What? Oh, yeah, that was pretty
cool. That was brutal.
I'm not saying that bothered you, that when you went to bed you couldn't get the horrible images out of your head. Something can reach you emotionally without disturbing you. Like, did you ever read something, watch a movie, anything that...
I would say Pursuit of Happiness reached me emotionally in a non-disturbing way.
Okay, so at least you have feelings. That's just what I wanted to establish.
But But I would say you would
not a robot.
Watch movies for emotional reasons more than you would play a video game for emotional reasons.
You've never been reached emotionally by a video game?
No.
You're deprived.
Okay. Clearly. That's fine.
Like, we're talking about like any emotion. Like anything. Like
anything.
Like you didn't play Duke Nukem and be like, hells yeah, those are some nice tits.
No.
And you guys, so you didn't play Saints Row and get slightly aroused.
Come on.
Saints Row was awesome.
That's emotion is aroused.
Did the ending of Saints Row excite you and make you happy?
Yes.
Well, then there you go. You've been reached.
Bing, bing, bing. Yes.
Oh, come on.
It is, in fact, an emotion. Dude, I'm not afraid to admit it. I cried like a bitch at the end of Metal Gear Solid 4. Like,
you
when Naomi was on the...
You should be afraid to mention that.
Yeah. I'm not afraid to. Like, when Naomi cried... Like, I shed a couple of tears. Then when I thought Snake was going to blow his brains out, I was ready to go. And then it was all happy at the end. But
this
is
Joe talking here. Joe is talking right now.
I was rubbing the eyes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're not a robot like Roger here.
Kojima, I love you.
That's great.
It's anything
else you would like to say? Go ahead with your cue.
Okay. Well, you don't fucking give a shit, apparently.
You robot.
No,
I don't.
You've established that you don't give a shit about our responses.
I don't play video games to be
Do you have another QUI that you might give a shit?
Can we get on with it?
Well, before we get started.
Yeah, Borderlands doesn't hit me emotionally.
I get loot.
Pandora's emotions escape me.
I only got one ability. What do I do?
Before we get started with the next QUI, I want to know whether or not you're going to give a shit about my answer.
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
You better.
The second QUI is a more of a jokey question. Not as serious. Second question is, if you had to drive cross-country with a Gears of War character, Gears of War character would you choose to come with you?
Would you?
Once again, if you had to drive cross-country... And it had to be a Gears of War character coming with you. Which Gears of War character
coming
would you pick?
Coming.
What was
Joseph,
the
to you.
What was the female girl's name?
Of course.
Tanya?
Anya.
Anya.
Anya, that's the one, yeah. Anya. Whatever.
Just because she has boobs, that's where you're
what
going
What was her
with?
Name, Anya?
Yeah.
That's you just asked me 10 seconds ago, yes.
What was Anya. Her name, Anya?
No, it wasn't Anya at all.
I'd
no.
take Coltrane. Coltrane's fun as shit, come on. I'd take that guy anywhere. He's a party in a can.
He is a party.
Go ahead, Francis.
All right, so we're driving across the country. In
yes.
what type of vehicle?
A 19.
Would a Gears of War.
67 Rambler
would,
station wagon.
Would, yes. a, would okay. a male Gears of War character fit in a car?
Yes.
They're pretty big dudes.
They're not in costume.
They're like
Superman.
Yeah,
they're in regular street clothes, Francis.
Yeah, but they're still big dudes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger can fit
Why
in a car.
Why are you arguing against this?
I'm trying to... You know what? Maybe...
pick a character.
Hey, I'm just going to pick a character and not explain anything, all right?
No, I want you to explain.
Baird, because he can fix the car.
Don't get mad.
All right, Susie just stole my exact answer because Baird's a mechanic and he
can
fix anything.
I
totally agree with Susie.
Can I sneak in real quick?
Yeah, I'm done.
Joseph stole my first answer. And then Susie stole my backup answer.
So go with Anya then.
Go ahead, steal my third answer.
Then go with Anya.
I was going to say Baird, because Baird can fix anything, obviously. You'd be an idiot to choose anything else.
Just
all
go
right,
with
you
Anya.
Know what?
She's
you know
blonde,
what?
She has boobs,
a
and a vagina.
A corpser, because it could fuck up anything that could get in your way.
How would you fit the corpser in the truck?
Imagine
he doesn't have to ride
it.
It
would kill
truck.
You.
He does.
I'm
imagine going
cross
ride? Country with this fucker. No, it's like a it's like a buddy cop movie.
Oh, who's
like
the bug lady that can fly?
To a local grunt so I could just talk to him.
No
like, what's up, dude? And he'd be like, dude, come on. Don't come at me like that. Bro,
groundwalker.
Yeah, you got serious issues, bro.
He wouldn't be
relax,
good company. He would not be good company. If you stopped at a Wendy's, things would get bad,
dude.
And you wouldn't enjoy your Baconator.
I'd buy him a. I'd buy him a
triple
Baconator.
Who are we talking about?
We'd be cool. We'd be bros, dude.
Who are we talking about?
It just wouldn't be comfortable.
Which you're obviously talking about a Locust, but which one?
I don't know, just a regular old grunt.
A grunt.
The Berserker would be pretty good too.
Grunt. I don't want that guy.
He would not fit in a car.
Berserker's a female, I think.
Yeah, I don't want that shit. I don't need
General
a girl,
Rom. Hey, General Rom, can you fit in this Prius?
No.
He's got all those like fucking bats and shit flying around.
Bats.
He couldn't do that.
Boom. What's the name of
the
satellite weapon?
With me.
Hammer Don.
I would bring the Hammer Don with me.
That's not a character, Francis.
Just to fuck up any place where.
I don't like that building. Gone.
Gone. Game over.
Okay, and
so since
wait,
all
wait,
the
wait.
Mm. All right,
refreshment.
Further, go further ahead. The influence.
So since all the characters I were going to pick were can chosen,
can we get a time? What are we running for time here?
We're good. Right.
breaking the third wall here.
If I had to choose a character,
everyone.
I'm going to choose the Coltrane too because.
Fuck yeah!
No one in the Gears of War world was more excited than the Coltrane. Because anything could be happening, and you know Coltrane was going to give you words of encouragement. Like, if I was like, Coltrane, we're kind of out of gas, he'd be like, don't worry about it, brother. And you know what? After he said that, I wouldn't worry. I'd be like, we're going to ride this E like Kramer did in that episode of Seinfeld.
Ecstasy?
So nobody likes Dom, right?
No, Dom.
Dom's a douchebag.
He's a buzzkill.
Dom bitched Dom out the minute Dom. His wife died, and he was like, oh, yeah, my wife is dead. Shut up. Come
Dom,
on. You're
Dom
a downer,
was too emotionally binding for me.
Exactly. Too emotionally involved.
I would have to
Dom.
Listen to his problems. He'd be like, my wife died. He'd be like, yeah. Whatever, buddy. Cares. We're driving
I think we just get in the cover and shoot things.
Dom the Downer, that's what I call him.
I think we've all
Shut
established
up,
that Marcus Phoenix is just way too much of like a deep poet. To
hey,
no one
he would be my second choice.
Marcus Phoenix.
Phoenix would talk
bro
about
dude.
The world on his shoulders and bullshit like
Marcus
that.
Phoenix
I don't want to hear
is,
it.
Would not be a
dude.
Lot of fun.
No.
He's a dude, bro.
No. I've been through war, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, he's the squad leader. He get things done.
Something about my dad.
Come on. Just get jacked open
I
the door
and
fucking
shoot I wear a
bandana
at all times, no matter what, because I'm Marcus.
All right, so since this is our first episode, do you get a third QUI for us before we
I do.
Before we close this bitch out?
And this one should be a little more fun.
I'm under the influence.
This is more of a personal question to all of us.
I'm starting to drink whiskey
my
right now.
My question is, what was or is your most embarrassing rage quit story?
Hey.
And Joe, you are the leadoff hitter.
I got this one, and I'm going to hit the home run. It's going to be 1-0. And this is the embarrassing so much as it is exciting. Because I was... What was I even playing? Jesus Christ, it was...
Call of Duty Black Ops?
No, of course it wasn't Black Ops.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3?
That's stupid,
Modern Warfare 2?
It was... Stop being stupid.
Was it Sorry. Madden 2011?
No, it was...
2009.
Hey, let's just yellow
probably,
games and all the jokes. All
right,
Barbie's Magical Adventure.
I won't even lie. It was more than likely than not Battlefield 3 because I rage on Battlefield 3 more than anything because it's so stupid on consoles. It's obnoxious.
You should play
game
on the PC.
People kill you, and you have no recourse. So I was just sitting there with an Xbox controller in my hand, and I just the lightest tap on the ground. I was so angry, and it broke into two pieces. And I looked at it, and I said, "This is not enough." I packed up my rifle, I went to the range, I took the controller with me, I went to the range, I set the thing up at 100 yards, and I shot the living shit out of it.
How far from the range is your house? How long does that drive?
It was like 20 miles or so.
So the rage stayed strong in you for that ride.
Listen, it was like a 25-minute drive with
you
still
know
convinced.
There was one that I would consider as equal as this, but I took some extra care. This was premeditated. This was if it was a murder, if it was a human being, this was a first-degree murder. Okay, what I did to this control, it was premeditated. The other ones, it's just rage. I took it out in a yard, I took an axe to it, and fucking hacked it up. Like, that's just insanity. Like, that's just rage, it's spontaneous, whatever. I beat it to death. There's little buttons in my yard somewhere from one controller. But this one, I actually thought about it. I said, you know what? Fuck this controller. I'm bringing it to the range.
That was drawn out.
Yes, I brought it out for over an hour. I blasted the hell out of it. And then I felt better. It's the longest rage that I've gone on.
All right, so okay.
I concede.
Francois, you're right.
I have a lot of rage Proud moments. Of if you guys have played Battlefield 3 with me, you know my number one rage moment. But that
one.
Was not a rage quit moment. I did not quit right after.
If it's entertaining, I want to hear about it.
I think it was a Roger Rager.
I'm sure Roger can tell the story, but...
No,
this one's yours.
I really can't tell the story, but...
Do it.
Okay, I'm just going to go real quick here. About my rage quit moment I had yesterday.
Don't spawn on me!
I...
Don't you ever spawn on me again!
Okay, right. this is going to be a shitty story compared to what we're just talking about here, so I'll do it really quick.
No, I don't think any of the other stories involve rifles.
I pre-ordered Dishonored last night, and it came with a copy of Arx Fatalis, and I died on the first guy, immediately quit, and I probably will never play the game again. So
ever
because I died in the first guy. It's a little
embarrassing.
But okay, let's talk about the Battlefield 3 moment.
For you,
there was two snipers. What map was it? It was the,
it
one,
was
with
the one with the...
It's three maps.
The tunnel.
There's a
the
tunnel
the
and there's
tunnel
two bases on either side.
Right. Metro?
There was two snipers.
No,
they were
Metro.
Pegging us down.
The outside
I
one.
Got on near the sniper. I wanted to stab him to show him what the point was. I got stuck in a rock. I couldn't move, so I tried shooting. And then Roger spawns on me. And then the guys know we're there. I can't shoot them because Roger's in front of me. So I absolutely snapped because I wanted to kill these guys so bad. And I just go, don't you ever spawn on me ever again. What the hell's your problem? I can't shoot me. These guys. What's going on here? Was pretty much the moment. So
don't you ever fucking spawn on me again.
And I visited Roger at work one day.
Shit.
And Who was it? Your buddy, like, thought he, I was going to flip out and kill people.
Yeah,
so.
It was a scary moment.
I didn't quit, but it was a rage moment.
Was it
Yes. I haven't played Battlefield 3 in a while, but I kind of want to get back into it.
There was a rage.
Kill looks pretty good. So.
As long as there's no rocks or spawning on
each other.
As long as I don't get stuck in the environment, I think we're good to go.
That was a good offer in Francis. But now let's hit up Mr. Corey.
This has got to be good. You keep your embarrassing rage moment so close to the cup. This has got to be good.
Hold on to your mic. Come on. Be professional about this.
Fuck your face. I can hang it like this if I want to.
Let's get to your rage story.
Wait, there's way too much knob in Joey D right now. He's licking the microphone now. All right. So it was the first Gears of War online, and I was playing a multiplayer match, of course. So I played a dozen times, and you would wait forever.
Wait, they had Gears of War 1 multiplayer?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did.
It was horrific.
That was awful.
But either way, you'd spend 90% of your time waiting, because if you get killed in the beginning, you would just have to wait for the rest of your team to get killed, because they didn't divide up the lives like they do in the third one. But either way, I'd been killed a million times, and I was getting really irritated, and I spawned literally with no weapon.
Were you rolling and using the shotgun?
No, I had...
Yeah,
I had,
shotgun roadie roll and you fuck.
I had nothing. Like, my guy, his hands were out. Like, there was a weapon there, but there was no weapon there. And there was nothing I could do to even make the weapon there. So, at that moment, I felt that the game had made it personal. There was nothing I could do. So, I hurled the controller at the Xbox, and it froze. And I don't remember how I came across it. I think maybe it came with the game or I'd bought it. But I'd gotten a Gears of War shirt that was hanging in my closet in the hallway. And as the... Xbox froze. I marched into the hallway, searched through the closet, found the shirt while still in this rage, went down the hallway into the kitchen and found a knife.
Oh, wow, this is getting serious.
And I shredded the shirt. And my reasoning was that I'm not going to advertise this game. Like, there's no way I'm going to show anyone that I like this game. So I shredded the shirt. Showing someone, I don't know who, and I just hurled it in the dumpster outside, and I marched back inside, and I regretted it an hour and a half later that I no longer had a shirt. But I don't think I ever play the multiplayer again after that, at least for Gears 1.
Are you interested in Judgment?
I don't know. I've recently got back into the Gears of War 3, like, online, so, but I don't know. I think I'm done with the whole Gears universe.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some newer IPs.
Are you done with Halo? You're gonna buy.
I would
four.
Like to say yes, but
you're
I'm probably.
Buy, you're gonna
I'm
buy
probably
four.
Gonna buy four. We got
was,
one more rage.
Why wouldn't
though.
You buy?
I
was
store.
Interested. Okay.
Rage quit. Go ahead. Bite the fucking. Bite the controller, guy.
No, that's not my rage quit story. My rage quit story. That's probably the most embarrassing to me because it caused physical property damage to a house. Is this? I was playing MLB, the show 2009, which. And
someone that should remain unnamed.
Yeah. And I was good, sort of good. I thought I was good at this game, but not as good at this person because this good person is better than everything and everything that it is. So we all know who the person is.
Yeah, we all know who that person
but, is. So we're playing, and the score is like 4-4, 5-5, and then all of a sudden this person says, "Do you want me to try now?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?"
What?
So we're playing, and I'm pitching home run. Pitch again, home run, pitch again, home run, and I'm like, fuck you. I'm getting mad, I'm biting my controller, I'm getting angry, biting my hand.
You're getting mad right now, I can tell.
Punching my leg. Because these are my go-to rage moves. Bite controller, slam controller, bite hand, punch leg.
I've seen his controllers, they have had bite marks in
those
them.
Are my rage moves. But it just kept getting worse. Yeah. Home run after home run, I finally threw the controller on the ground, shut off the Xbox, grabbed a chair recliner in the living room, took it, and whipped it against the wall.
The whole recliner?
Put a hole in the wall. Drywall was flying everywhere. The person left the room because they thought I was going to physically harm them.
Whoa, who's the person?
Is it male or female?
It's got to be Steve-O.
Oh.
It's Steve-O.
Yeah. So you were playing against someone
so
in the
room. So he left the room?
Yeah.
In fear.
Wow.
I thought
I was going to attack him.
Wow.
I was upset. There was a hole in the wall. We had to plaster it. It was not classy at all. It was not classy at all.
How long did it take for you to regret that rage quit?
As soon as I threw the chair.
Yeah, that's how they usually
the chair or the controller?
Damage.
You
damage
threw a chair
sorry.
Into
a
wall.
You threw a recliner.
Dude, is it, like, listen, my whole shooting the controller story is one thing. I actually forgot one that it was actually worse. PlayStation 1, Madden, not Madden, sorry. It was Sony's misguided attempt at trying to take a chunk out of Madden. the NFL game day. Mm-hmm. I think it was 96 or 97. Whatever it was, dude, got me big time. I took the CD out of the system.
Dude got me big time.
Bro, I bit it.
Dude, bro.
I bit it and broke it in half. I lost shit.
The game?
The computer cheated like you wouldn't believe. And I tried so many times to get into this game and play it. I forgot all about this. I actually removed it from the system, bit it with my teeth, broke it in half, threw it across the room, and just left the room. And it took me like 10, 15 minutes before I actually realized what I did. I came back and I said, I'm okay with this. But that's what I did.
You were okay with your decision?
I actually, it's the only time I've ever bitten and broken a CD out of rage quit before.
All right. As much as I want to elaborate on that story of you.
I broke a dinner tray once, too.
Over your head.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get into that in a future episode. There will hopefully be lots of future episodes of 8-Bit Proof. But now that I think we've reached the end of this episode, does anyone
climax,
have...
if you will.
Anybody have anything they want to plug? Roger?
Yes. arleonephoto.blogspot.com. arleone.blogspot.com.
LMNOP.
Just spell it out again, huh? We got all day.
No.
Gad.
arleonephoto.blogspot.com.
Right, great, Joe? So now then I know what we're going to look like.
I want to plug Narragansett Beer and Knob Creek Whiskey.
Neither of which are sponsoring this podcast.
Of course they're not. next to podcast will be a completely different alcohol and a different whiskey. So
I believe
I basically don't want to plug anything.
I believe Francis would like to shout out to computers in general.
Oh, snobbery.
Look, listen, since this is a podcast about video games, maybe we should talk about that.
Hey.
How about
boom,
that?
Video games happen boom, on computers, boom, 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 too.
I'm just saying.
Have a drink, would you?
All right, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, there's a bunch of games coming out in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and you get money from the publishers? Or?
No, I'm not getting money from publishers. Yeah, I just think you should play them.
Right,
they're pretty good.
Which one should our listeners play?
Have you played Darksiders?
THQ's attempt at a Zelda 3D third-person adventure.
All right, why are you being so argumentative during his
goodness.
Plug?
Goodness.
Francis, I'm sorry. I'm
Francis
would
like to plug.
No,
hey, you know what?
This is
Francis,
end.
I'm sorry. I'll let THQ try to bite a little bit of Zelda.
Hey, wrap it up, B.
If you're looking for a good RPG, play The Witcher 2. Done.
Boom.
Done? All right. I just want to plug,
Xbox 360.
Follow me on Twitter, Catwood, CATWO0D, and make sure to follow Blast Magazine on Twitter. That's at Blast Magazine, all one word. And if you want to hear more episodes of 8-Bit Proof, if you like what you heard, make sure to go to blastmagazine.com, Boston's online magazines for all sources of everything awesome. And if you can, if you like what you heard, do us a favor, tell a friend, tweet about us. Facebook post about us, Google Plus, MySpace, if you're a weird sexual deviant and you're still doing that. You know, we're doing this for free. We got free prizes. We just want you guys to help us grow. Just help us spread like an STD in a frat house.
That's hot.
Don't want to hit us with an FMK?
FMK? I can give you a quick FMK.
Oh, hit me and Corey with a quick FMK.
All right,
fuck, marry, kill. April O'Neil in the original Ninja Turtles cartoon, April O'Neil in the live-action Ninja Turtle movies, April O'Neil in the latest... the most recent Ninja Turtles CGI movie.
All right.
I don't remember what she looked like.
Yeah.
I got one if you're not ready for it.
Fuck April O'Neil in the animated series. What was the other one?
The animated
live action
movies.
The live action. Oh, definitely marry her. And then kill the CGI. She's not. I don't know her.
Francis, FMK. April O'Neil in the original Ninja Turtle cartoons and the live action movies or the most recent CGI movie?
Kill live action.
Whoa!
Jesus, how about you yell more about that?
I would have to marry the animated version since she had big boobies. And I guess I'm going to fuck the CGI version because I don't remember what she looks like.
My answer is pretty much the exact same as Susie's. Yeah. I could care less about the one in the movie. She's an enormous disappointment.
No.
The one in the animated series will forever haunt all my fantasies.
I have the
and
doll.
The CGI one.
Your masturbatory dreams.
She's in the vault.
She's got boobies.
Real quick, I would M the
nice
cartoon.
Service.
I would F the live action, and I would kill the CGI.
All right. Now.
Thank you.
All right. We are out. Join us again.
8-bit proof.
Like a motherfucker.
8-bit proof all day, son.